Thank you for giving me the floor. I understand your rationale besides jumping into and skipping the previous paragraph that is bold, in bold, but I would just maybe invite us to take a look at that because I'm trying to read and read it again, and maybe it's missing. It's going to be a really confusing paragraph of absolutely value, and I think they it's a way that we found in one of the past sessions to streamline a little bit of the paragraphs. I support, but I think that maybe the language there is not as clear as we would love to. But anyways, Brazil supports the language that's still there, just have it work in some ways. Concerning, but yeah, and also I'm in your hands, Mr. Chair. I will follow your lead how to proceed and try to analyze this previous skipped paragraph there. Concerning paragraph 20.5, Brazil supports this integrally, including by the fact that mentions the individual and collective right. Because in Brazil we do have this reality that is applied both individually and collectively according to the circumstances and the people that we are referring to. So it's important for us to retain this one, the paragraph two, the mention here on individual and collective right. Concerning the number six, and that's why I mentioned the skipped paragraph, maybe they are overlapping somehow. And again, in this effort of streamlining the text, maybe not for the same reasons as my colleagues of the US and the United Kingdom, but maybe this this paragraph can be considered if we have a good language for the skipped paragraph. Maybe we'll already address what we are considering the sixth paragraph, so the deletion would be adequate. Thank you.